Hello, hello, my friends. I am Jenny Lynn, and this is my show. I am a wife and mom to two kids. I have struggled with many chronic illnesses for several years. I have a passion to find out as much as I can and navigate through life, not always feeling 100%. I spend many hours each week listening to podcasts and researching things like, what is dry brushing? Does it really make a difference? I know you're busy. That's why I'm here. You have questions, and I have the answers. And let's not forget about the incredible woman you were before you had kids. She's still in there, just begging to be found. I am here to create a safe, non-judgmental space for like-minded women. So let's empower each other. I am so happy you're here. Now, let's jump into the 1-2-3 Mom Squad podcast with me, Jenny Lynn. Hello, hello, my 1-2-3 Mom Squad friends, and welcome to the first official episode of my podcast. I want to just go over today a little bit about myself and what you can expect from these podcasts. I'm not going to get into too much of my past in one episode. It'll come out, obviously, within many episodes. So I'm just going to give you a little bit about my background. I have two kids. I am a wife, mama. My son is 11 and my daughter is 12. I have lived in Buffalo, New York my entire life. Through the years, I have had several health issues. It's landed me in the hospital quite a few times, from kidney problems to having mono and hepatitis, then going to Raynaud's disease and then into lupus and having IBS and a bunch of gastrointestinal disorders after I had the kids. I have had 6 abdominal surgeries as well. I have learned about these issues and problems, obviously, through these experiences. And I know that there are women out there that have similar experiences, and I'm hoping to shed some light on what it is that I have gone through and maybe give you a little bit more knowledge on what I know now about these disorders and diseases and how they can affect our bodies and our minds and our total mindset for each day. And it takes a toll on our bodies. It takes a toll on our minds. And having to do this while raising a family is tough. So I just want to let you know that you are not broken. These pieces of you do not define you. They are simply just a part of you, and they make up just a part of you. So with that being said, I just want to let you know that we can get through this, and we're going to get through this together. And I just want everybody to know that. So first off, thank you for being here, and I really appreciate it, and I really hope that you're going to find something interesting and maybe share with a friend who might find any of this information helpful or useful. And I just want to let you know that I do have some social media pages. I do have an Instagram account, which is Jenny, J-E-N-N-I-E dot Lynn, L-Y-N-N underscore. And you'll find that is my 1-2-3 Mom Squad podcast page for everything Mom Squad related. I also have a Facebook page, which is just 1-2-3 Mom Squad. So I will be putting up updates as anything new that comes up on my end. I just want to tell you something that I am currently working on. It is going to be a program that focuses pretty much the power of the P's, I call it. So it is a 6-pillar program. They are going to cover topics being present, purpose, passion, patience, peace, and prayer. It's a 12-week positivity program. We're going to break down each pillar within a 2-week time period. You're going to get 1 live session each week within the community with me and the Mom Squad community that chooses to participate in the course. There's going to be live questions and answers in the private Facebook community during the entire 12 weeks. There's going to be powerful and motivational tools to guide you through the weeks. And I have some journal pages and some fun projects for us to accomplish to help you get on the right mindset, and hope that everything here helps you through the days with a positive mindset and understand what we're all going through as well. and a cute little drawing of my Peanut, the positive porcupine. You will see him a little later, but check out for him. He's super cute. I love to be creative, which is one of my passions. I've always been one to draw and put things on paper because I like to see things come to life. I'm a visual type person. So with that, let's get going. I'm not sure if you guys are. I have a weekly email that comes out, and I just want to talk about what I wrote in the email this week, which is seasonal affective disorder, otherwise known as SAD. Obviously, we're all going through this daylight savings time, and we have to fall back. So we did gain an hour of sleep Saturday night, but by Tuesday, we're feeling it, right? It's like 8 o'clock rolls down, and it feels like it's 2 o'clock in the morning. And I do remember when my kids were younger that this hour just screwed everything up, like beyond, it was just horrible between the feeding schedules and the nighttime feeding schedules and the sleep and the naps. Oh my gosh, it was a nightmare. It was like a week to 2 weeks to get them back on schedule. Am I right? So I can say that it does get better as they get a little bit older. So in any event, I hope that you are recovering from the hour fallback from Saturday night and that your kids are as well. So let's just talk a little bit about this disorder and how it may affect some of us. So some of us may feel like we have the winter blues, right? It gets darker at like 4 o'clock, depending on where you're at. I'm in New York, so right now about 5 o'clock, it's pretty dark. But at least my kids go to school now and it's light outside. So that's, I guess, the only plus to this. So seasonal affective disorder, it is a type of depression and it's related to the changes in the season. So it would happen about the same time every year. The symptoms are pretty much around all of the winter months. So you can feel like you're a little bit moody and your energy is drained. So there are people that have or can get some of these symptoms in the early spring or summer, but most people do experience these symptoms during the winter and during this time change. If you do feel like some of these symptoms are affecting you more and more and you just can't kick it, I would encourage you to obviously reach out to your physician. I'm not a physician and I am not here to treat any diseases or anything like that, but I do just want to make you aware of them. So let me just talk about the symptoms for a minute. You could be feeling depressed most of the day or nearly every day. Hopefully it's not every day for you, but you could be losing interest in activities that maybe you enjoyed. And let's hope that you can enjoy things. Obviously having low energy because it's dark out. Nobody wants to really do anything but sleep, right? Or you could be having a problem with your sleeping, trying to go to bed at night. Possibly you have a change in your appetite or your weight is fluctuating. Do you feel just tired and agitated and just bleh, right? I know I definitely struggle really bad during these months. They definitely take a toll on my energy level and my motivational level. So the minute my butt hits the couch or anything, I feel like I'm done. So I just try and keep moving. If I just keep moving and if I walk around the house or I'm picking things up or just organizing, it's the only way that I can truly continue to keep going. So, and I like to feel busy. So that is definitely, you know, something that helps. But in the meantime, there are days that I need to rest. I need to rest my mind. I need to rest my body. And you have to be kind to your body because you will fall behind. So just be kind to your body and know that the dishes will get done. The vacuuming will get taken care of. Please just pay attention to your body, okay? It needs you. It needs to rest. And it's okay. I have definitely become more patient being a mom as well. Okay, you could be having difficulty concentrating, brain fog. I have constant brain fog. It's horrible. I have so much to say, yet the words, I can't think of them. And then I will just stutter and, you know, stick in the ums. And I really apologize for that, but please be patient with me. I appreciate it. See, and there it is again. There is fall and winter of the SAD, the S-A-D, and it can be called winter depression. Some people oversleep, right? We oversleep because we're like, well, why do we want to get up? Or we're just feeling sluggish, again, and no energy. So we could be gaining weight. So you want to see a doctor if you have more days where you're feeling like this than not. So watch your sleep patterns, and if your appetite has changed at all, or you're turning to alcohol, or you know, anything else that is making you feel like you're hopeless or thinking about suicide, that is absolutely a sign to go see a doctor. Now let's talk about the reasoning or the causes. Your biological clock, the circadian rhythm, so when you're not getting the amount of sunlight that you normally would in the spring and the summer, it's disrupting your body's internal clock, so which can absolutely lead to feeling depressed. You can get your drop in serotonin, which is your brain chemical, the neurotransmitter, and that affects our mood, okay? And that's going to play a role in this disorder. So when you have a reduced amount of sunlight, it's going to drop your serotonin levels, and that can trigger your depression. We also have to talk about our melatonin levels, and that disrupts the balance of our body's level in order to play a role in our sleeping. So we need the melatonin, which is a natural hormone, to help us sleep at night. So all of these are causes and can be causes from SAD. When you're thinking of the complications that this could be causing, and maybe you're seeing this in your children or your teens at home, they could be withdrawing from their friends, and they could be having school problems, or if they have a part-time job, and hoping that they don't get into drugs or alcohol or vaping, using substances, and starting an eating disorder. And please watch the teens now for any type of suicidal thoughts and watch their behavior. So why don't we now talk about what it is that we can do about this? What can we do to help ourselves feel better about SAD? What are the things that we can do? Light therapy is called phototherapy, okay? It's a box of light, essentially, and you want to put it on within the first hour of waking up each day. So what it does is it mimics the natural sunlight, and it's going to change our brain chemicals, and it's going to be linked to our mood. This is so we can feel the outdoor light, regardless if it is in a box. There are a few different types of light boxes that you can purchase. So do a little bit of research, and if this does interest you, maybe you can talk to your doctor and see which one might be the best for you. So let's talk about the mind and body connection. When we talk about natural ways to help our body feel better, here are some techniques that we can use to try and cope with it. Relaxation techniques, maybe you guys like yoga or Tai Chi, meditation. There are some great YouTube videos that you can pull up on meditation, beginner guides. Some are a little corny, some are very nice, and you know, it's hard. It's very hard to meditate, especially when you're a mom and you've got 1,000 thoughts popping up in your head, and you've got kids or whatever it is that's pulling you away from literally just being where you're at for like 5 minutes, right? But it does help to clear your mind, and your mind deserves to just rest, okay? I know that resting your mind is so unbelievably hard, but it is so beneficial to do to clear your mind from any thoughts and your endless to-do lists. You can use guided imagery. You can use music or art. What is it that just kind of takes your mind off of the thousands of things that you have to do every day? You know, I've been putting pen to paper. I do enjoy journaling. It did take me a while, and I have so many journals that I've bought in the past couple years during the whole pandemic to just try and get different ideas on how to get out of the funk, right? Just sitting home day after day with the kids was very very trying. I'm sure we can all relate to some degree. I do not want to talk about COVID. However, we had family game nights and we were just able to do stuff that you put off for yourself because when you're always so busy, oh, maybe I should read this book that's been collecting dust. Maybe I should actually redo my address book from like 1992 that, you know, has addresses of people that I don't even know. Just stuff. I'm sure you guys can all relate. So good things definitely did come out of it. And this is one thing that came out of it for me, okay? Because I realized that I needed more. I needed more out of my life. I love, love being a mom. I really, really do. But you have to realize that your kids are going to grow up. They're going to grow up and they're not going to need you for everything anymore. And as sad as it may be, you have raised these little humans, hopefully into independent little characters that can think for themselves and do things for themselves. But in the end, you have to be happy with you, and you deserve to do things for you because you're more than just a mom. And I don't want you to feel the mom guilt or mom shame, you know, that we do feel sometimes when you think that it's, okay, well, I'm a mom now, it's not about us. And that was the first thing. And I still think that it's not about me anymore. But you know what? At the end of the day, you are you. You are the one that has to make you happy. You are the one that is responsible for your own happiness. You are the super mom. You are the hero. And you're always going to be that person to your children. And when they see you doing something that you love and doing something that you're passionate about, you're showing them to never give up on your dreams or your goals. Because no matter how old you are, whether you're in your 20s or your 30s or your 40s, and now I'm 42 and now I'm starting to finally think about myself. But I did not have time, honestly. I should say I did not have time when the kids were smaller to pursue what it is that I want to do. This has all been in my brain for the past decade, and now it's finally come to a head where I can sit down and actually make this a reality. I am so happy that I am doing this for myself, and there are naysayers out there. And regardless if this touches one person or a million, I'm happy to put it out there. I hope that somebody who's listening and going, yeah, you know what, you're right. Because I've listened to hundreds of podcasts during the last couple years, and the people that I listen to, you know, I've learned so much from them. And as the episodes go on, I am going to be having some guests, and I'm going to be interviewing them because in the end, they're the experts in their field, and I definitely want to share their knowledge with this group. I think we all deserve as much knowledge as we can on how to better ourselves for ourselves, okay? And it all starts with our minds. We have to have a positive mindset. And that has been the thing that has pulled me out of my health crisis. Yes, I have many chronic illnesses, but no medication, and I have tried so, so many, but no medication is going to help me feel better, right? It's just putting a Band-Aid over my symptoms. I have so much information on integrative health practitioners and how to do things the holistic and natural healing way. And as some of it, you know, does work, you do have to be consistent with these things because I think people just look at something and say, hey, all right, I tried it once or twice, and you know what? It's just not going to work. But how many thousands of years ago did our ancestors use these plants and flowers and ways of living, and they didn't have medications, and they took care of themselves? And you just have to do some research and digging and find out what really does make sense, and it's out there. And that's my goal, is to send this stuff to you so you have the knowledge to take that and put it for use in your daily lives and for your family as well. Because we all know that the food that we're eating today and consuming today is not the food that we were consuming when we were young. It is full of hormones and full of toxins and full of chemicals. And this is the stuff that we're putting in our children's body. It is making them infertile. It is have more anxiety and more ADD. And we have to address that. Even the laundry detergent, the stuff that touches our skins, the toxins everywhere, anything that touches us. With that being said, I'm going to wrap up this episode. So I hope that you find some of the information on the SAD, the seasonal affective disorder, helpful. And again, if you think that any of these symptoms might be you, maybe you can get yourself a light box. But get outdoors, anytime in the outdoors. If you can take a walk with a neighbor, take your dog for a walk, and just, you know, put those shades up every day. Any little bit of outdoor natural light will definitely help you. All right, so for now, I am going to say goodbye. And I hope you guys have an amazing day, amazing week. My website is up and active, so check out 123momsquad.com for more information and all of the information that is going to be coming up soon. I'm so glad that you're here. Thanks, and we'll talk soon. Bye. Thank you all for being here. See you next time. Have an incredible day, my beautiful ladies. And yeah, I'm talking to you.